Okay, here we go again. This is Channel 6. It's entitled Memory Programming. Starts on page 25 and it ends on page 27. Memory Programming. The transceiver has 100 memory channels plus 3 pairs, that's 6, plus a call channel. So 100 plus 6 plus 1, 107 channels altogether. Now, as for the memory channel contents, the memory information can be programmed into the memory such as operating frequency, the duplex direction plus or minus, the offset frequency, subaudible tone encoder, or tone squelch on or off, subaudible tone and tone squelch frequencies, and skip information. And this is starting on page 25. If a manual is handy and if you have someone there to assist you, we're looking at page 25 in the manual. As for programming the memory call channels, it's a four-step procedure. Number one, push the D key to select the VFO mode if necessary. Number two, set the desired frequency. Number three, set other information such as tone, duplex, and so on as desired. And the fourth step is to push the C, as in Charlie, key for 1 second, and you will hear three beeps emitted. Beep, beep, beep. After pushing the A function to program the information into the displayed memory channel. Continue to hold the C key down for 1 second after the three beeps are emitted to increment the display channel number. That means it goes up one channel. Then the next item we want to cover is channel name programming. There are 6 steps here. First of all, number one, you select a channel name indication, type in initial set mode. Step number two, press the C key, C as in Charlie, to select the memory mode. It's called the MR key also. These are dual function keys. Step number three is to press the number 8, which is the set key, after pushing the A function key to enter the channel name programming mode. And the character to be edited will flash on the screen. Step number four, rotate the VOL knob to select a character. And step number five is the up arrow to move to the right, the down arrow to move to the left. Up to, I think it's 6 characters can be used for the channel name. I think they missed something here. The usable characters are A through Z, the numeral 0 through 9, the space, plus sign, minus sign, equal sign, the star, the slant bar, and the right and left brackets. Then step number 6 is to push the pound, which is the enter key, to fix and exit the channel name programming mode. Now we're on page 26 yet. Memory transferring. Memory call channel contents can be transferred to the VFO or to another memory channel. To go from the memory channel to the VFO, 2 steps. Select the memory call channel to be transferred. Push the C key, the B key, to select memory call mode. Push the up or down arrows to select the memory channel. When dial is assigned VOL, rotate the volume control to select the memory channel. Step number 2 is to push the C key for 1 second after pushing the A function key to transfer the selected memory contents to the VFO. The VFO mode is selected automatically. Then we have memory programming where you transfer from the memory call to the call memory. A 4-step procedure. Select the memory call channel to be transferred. Push the C, the B, to select the memory call mode. Push the up or down arrows to select the memory channel. When dial is assigned VOL, rotate the VOL knob to select the memory channel. Step number 2, press the C as in Charlie key momentarily after pushing the A function key and MR will flash. Step number 3, the up or down arrows will select the target memory. And step number 4, the C key, press the C key for 1 second after pushing the A function. And the memory mode is selected and the contents are transferred to the target memory. Now, last but not least, clearing a memory. Push the C, as in Charlie, key. After pushing the A function key to enter the memory transfer mode, MR appears, and the number flashes, the channel number. Push the up or down arrow keys to select the memory channel to be cleared. Again, you're going to be using the volume control, the volume knob, to rotate the volume knob to select the memory channel. Step number 3, push the C, as in Charlie, memory recall after pushing the A function key momentarily. Then push the C key, C as in Charlie, for 1 second after pushing the A function again. And you have to perform this operation within 1.5 seconds. Otherwise, the memory clearing is canceled and the transceiver returns to the memory mode. Step number 4 is push the D, as in David, key to return to regular operation. Some of those things are a little bit fast. In other words, you really have to be on top of it and watching the timing. When they say 1 or 1.5 seconds, and that's all you have, if you don't do it within that time, it's all for naught, and you have to do it over again. I have been through this several times with handy talkies, and I know the story well. Takes a little doing. You might have to go through it 2 or 3 times sometimes before you understand what they are actually trying to tell you. Some of these manuals are written, and they're translated from a foreign language to our English, and something seems to get lost in the translation. So there we are. We have now completed Chapter 6, Memory Programming. And again, that was pages 25 through 27 in your manual.